WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They're four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances. A separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dominic, I think we declare it a town hall up in here, a happy hour town hall edition.
Let's make it happen. Free beer here. 844-967-2789.
Says the man who never leaves the beer cooler in the broadcast bunker. You don't even drink beer, man. You got tequila up under the desk in there.
I drink beer when I'm not drinking.
I am relatively sober for this affair today, as I've been on the roads all day.
You've been working, right.
Town Hall, if you want to join, be a part of this Thursday Town Hall, a now official thing, because I've declared it, 844-967-2789. And I'm going to do it again, because earlier today, I was driving through Western Wisconsin. I was listening to the Todd Alba show. It was actually, they had this sort of parallel thing going on. It was kind of clever. Someone called in with the song, and, you know, one song led to another.
You're talking about the shows now, right? Is that one of your things?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I do it, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I'm actually telling you my personal experience with that show. I wanted to call in to another fine program. I was moved. I was engaged. I think people appreciate when you slow down and you give them the number slowly, because I wasn't quick enough to hear it, and I missed it a couple of times. And I'm like, damn it, slow down and give me the number, Todd. Well, I'm going to slow down for you, because it's a different number than Todd gives you in the morning. 844-967-2789. When we do it, it's 844-96-PARTY.
I love how that works out like that. 844-96-PARTY. It's easy.
Town Hall Thursday. I've declared it. It's a thing. Now I've got another declaration, and we will get to the phones. Be patient. If you're a blogger, you got to register with the state of Florida, at least if you intend to write 8 articles about Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
I mean, it's getting really fascist really quick in Florida. Did I tell you I'm going there next week?
Are you going to blog? Are you going to write something about DeSantis?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to register with the state?
Oh, absolutely not. Florida Republican wants any blogger writing about Ron DeSantis to register with the state. I'm gonna seek a guest blogger green card because I'm only visiting. A new bill proposed by a Republican state senator in Florida would require bloggers, Dom, to register with the state if they write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the government. NBC's Channel 8 wrote that Senator Jason Brodowers, a Republican from Lake Mary, bill would impose fines on anyone who refuses to register to a maximum of $2,500. I refuse. And I'm coming to your state next week, Jason, and I'm not registering. There would be an additional $25 each day. The fee isn't paid. Yeah, that's what they do to parking tickets and I-passes, right? I don't pay those either until they get fat enough that they bother me. Might start affecting my credit.
Credit, right.
Senate Bill 1316, the information dissemination, would mandate that writers register with the Florida Office of Legislative Services or the Commission on Ethics. Ethics, Dom. It would apply to anyone who writes, and here's the quote from the legislative piece, an article, a story, a series of stories about the governor or the lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or any member of the legislature, especially Jason Brodower, and is paid for doing so. Well, Dom, will you pay me $5 to blog from Florida?
I would absolutely. I'll pay you 10.
Okay, then I would be subject to this legislative piece, but I'm not registering. They would have to register within a 5-day period by the publication of the article or stories. If the blogger writes about any of the lawmakers again,
what?
The writer would be required to submit a monthly report on the 10th of every month with the state office. That sounds like when I was on probation, Dom. Yeah. If no content is published that month, they wouldn't have to submit a report. Don't back out of the blogging, Dom, just because you don't want to submit your reports.
Crudy, the report also explained that it would apply to, quote, concern an elected member of the legislature or an officer of the executive branch. The report would require the person to reveal how much money they're earning for writing the post.
At least $5, Dom promised.
Maybe 10 to see how good it is. If compensation is paid for a series of posts or for a specific amount of time, the blogger would be required to disclose the total amount to be received upon publication of the first post in said series or time frame, said NBC.
$5 or more.
The law would also demand bloggers file additional paperwork if they fail to file the initial paperwork. Did you get the TPS reports?
I didn't get that. Could you send me another memo?
Did you see the memo?
I did not.
It's a similar law to the lobbying restriction in Florida that mandates a 30-day timeline for the fines, an additional $25 per day if the fine isn't paid. The same rule would not apply to newspapers or similar publications. What if your blog is published in the newspaper?
What if my blog is published on a radio website? Does that count? What if I do it video style? Then I'm a vlogger, right? Yeah, what if I'm just a lowly podcaster, Dom?
Oh, like Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what if like alleged meth head Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what is about blogging specifically? Why would you eliminate podcasting? Why would you eliminate, print other, paper? You have to physically print it on paper to make a difference. I mean, certainly journalists are getting paid as well. Opinion folks get paid by media companies. Why? Of course, we can go down there. But of course, what are we talking about here, man? We're talking about Ron DeSantis is, megas in Florida. Want you to register if you're blogging, man? Are you kidding me?
Well, they are certainly fascist. I don't think it's accurate to call the DeSantis loving fascist legislature MAGA. Because, of course, DeSantis is running against the MAGA. Well, he doesn't want to admit that. It's going to get real messy.
Oh, well, what would we call, this guy, what's his name?
Brodower.
Jason Brodower, a Republican from Lake Mary, Florida. He's a state senator. I mean, what do we just call him, fascist? We call him something else? I mean, under what? I mean, really, you, this is what your thought is? What, someone wrote something mean about you, and now you're going to get all mad about it and try to, unconstitutionally suppress everyone's right to speech?
What if it's on Facebook? What if I just make mean posts on Facebook about the governor? Dom, you know, here's the good news. I'm not really a detail guy. You know, occasionally I like to round numbers. Don't really like to dig down for the math or the detail. Well, the good news is this legislative piece allows you to round your compensation to the nearest 10 bucks. So I've rounded her up to 10, fella. Because five rounds up, right? 10 bucks.
Five rounds up. $10. $10 it is.
I'm disclosing my compensation for my time.
Do I get editorial discretion as the funder of said blog person? I mean, I'd have some control over that, right? I'm paying.
Dominic, should the bill pass, it would take effect immediately upon approval. So that could happen while I'm in Florida, theoretically. Good luck with that. Can you imagine the kind of pissing match I'd get in with the state of Florida? You know, we're going to have to go down there and start creating some mischief. Journalists probably play nice down there. They don't understand how you deal with the fascist. Maybe you got to get arrested. Then we haul Jeff Scott Olson down to Florida. We start suing some people, right? Because that's what it will take. It will take suing these unconstitutional measures and the governor. I mean, how can he think that this is representative of the American people and what they want in leadership?
Or that it's even constitutional. I mean, whether or not American people want this or not, and there might be a lot of friends of this state senator, Jason Brudeau, who are down with this, but that doesn't make it constitutional. It doesn't make it right.
But, dude, he's been going item by item, DeSantis. He's laying out this presidential resume, things like taking on Disney, you know, the woke corporation. He's dropped his book, and he's got his legislative partners.
What does that mean to you, Crudy? I mean, when I hear someone like DeSantis, taking on Disney and the wokeness, what? So what? What does that mean? I mean, what are the practical implications for your fellow citizens in Florida? And if you're using that as a justification to run for president, how's that going to help me in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, DeSantis?
Well, it's not going to help you. And in fact, the people in the state of Florida, my understanding, are going to be penalized because Disney had a large tax burden because they were a self-governing authority. And now much of that burden will fall upon other taxpayers. There could actually be repercussions. And we talked about the fact that, you know, Ron DeSantis, the schools in Florida pretty much suck. You know, they're hardly a
yeah, but
shining
fourth grade
example.
Tests are great because they hold back the third graders.
But don't ask them in eighth grade because they suck by then. You know, so the crazy part to me is the thought of this Harvard educated Yale lawyer that this is what appeals to the American people. And of course, we've seen some of this appeal to the American people in the persona of Donald Trump. But yeah. Trump had The Apprentice. Trump was charismatic. Trump had steaks and vodka and Trump University. I mean, he branded many, many things.
Well, it's not just Trump. It's not just DeSantis. It's also the state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin. They're in the state of Florida. If you blog, they want the force of government to come in and let you know how much you make, force you to disclose. I mean, really, this is...
In Wisconsin, they want that?
In Florida, this is what they want. I mean, this is not just a Trump thing. This is systemic within the MAGA and the DeSantis and what is ever left of the GOP.
Well, it's fascist, Dom.
There we go. That's more accurate.
Come back. More devil's advocates. Less fascism. 844-96-PARTY. Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com. I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going to them very shortly, 844-967-2789.
You know, since Tim Rantham washed out as a gubernatorial candidate, we don't hear as much Black Betty. That was sort of Ram Jam campaign, yes. Tune, wasn't it?
Former Wisconsin legislator, now spending more time with family.
And pursuing tales of rigged elections. Dom CPAC going on this week.
He looked pretty sparse.
Not the party it once was. Especially.
It was never much of a party, man, let's be honest.
Well, it used to be well attended. But Ted Cruz took the stage today and it was quite sparse. The annual far-right conference CPAC is being described as a ghost town.
Wah, wah, wah.
According to some photos of the conference space, C-SPAN has been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty seats. Reporters at the event have taken photos of not only the empty chairs, but the people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. The exhibit hall has considerable amount of space available for vendors that didn't sign up this year to attend, as the Huffington Post tweeted. Yeah, lots of vendor space. Not a lot of mega hats being slung in the lobby. While the conference hall was fairly quiet, the Make America Great Again booth was hopping, with Donald Trump Jr. sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House. Was that the actual Donald? Oh, yeah. Actual Donald Trump Jr. I guess he had nowhere better to be than CPAC this week. I hear Matt Schlapp, you know, the organizer of CPAC, recently accused, apparently likes to grow up the men after buying them a couple of cocktails against their will, apparently credibly alleged. But a reporter started to question Matt Schlapp today at CPAC. And Matt Schlapp was pulled away by staffers because the questions turned to the alleged sexual assault. You know, apparently you can't talk about it, Dom, because...
Well, he's being sued for like $9 million, I believe, he and his wife. I'm not clear on that point, but yes, it's a thing. And that was a staffer that worked for Herschel Walker's campaign. And hey, I got to ask you, man, where's Herschel been?
Well, he's got his own alleged campaign finance improprieties. That's the latest I heard about Herschel Walker. That, and he's trying to call upon all the children he discovered during the elective campaign, right? A lot of baby mamas out there.
A lot of love to spread, baby.
So CPAC, sort of a event that's seen its better day.
I have seen some of the reporting on it today, and they were showing Trump at CPAC. And if you recall, it was at CPAC where Trump did the the flag hug. I may have done it more than once, but it was
the flag hump. It was more like a humping than
hump,
a hugging.
Hump. Yeah, well, you know, he tic-tacked up and started rubbing on the flag because he's such a patriot.
Don't all the true patriots hump the flag?
Yes, all the insurrectionists, all the seditious conspiracy folks humping flags.
You know, I'm glad I didn't try to recruit you to go to CPAC. You're so cynical about the CPAC, Dom.
Older, a party with a bunch of older white people given on by a guy who's credibly accused of sexually assaulting the Republican staffer. I mean, I just don't know that that's the party I want to be at, but apparently Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, they are all down with it. I mean, Jim Jordan on stage with this cat, really? I mean, can it get more despicable than that?
With Matt Schlapp? Was he on stage with Schlapp?
Jim Jordan was there today as well.
I had not seen that.
Yes, yes.
And they were on the stage together, photographed together. Was there any space, like, on the wrestling mat between the two?
I don't know about that, man, but there's always should be some space. But GYM Jordan, yes, my understanding he was there once again.
844-967-2789. You know, we had some people stacked up in there.
I know, talking too much. Also, J.D. Vance also there as well. So it's just a one hell of a party going on. I think it's in D.C. Go CPAC.
I will losing not go the to
juice.
CPAC.
They're losing the juice, man, and it's great to see. But as you know, when these fascist type folks, these authoritarians, when they start, you know, realizing that it may be going against them, you see their true colors, man. You saw how they reacted with January 6th, and Trump riled them up, and it wasn't just. And I do believe there are some people there at January 6th that were there to protest big government, whatever the case is. But certainly, you also had the seditious conspiracy folks who had a very specific plan. And when you see that, I mean, think about some of the BLM protests that we've had, and what was a proven accusation that there were some troublemakers in the crowd. Some you know, neo-Nazi came up from Texas, to my understanding, to Minneapolis, started banging on windows. People are, like, trying to tell them to stop. So, I mean, but that can trigger even something like that. Well, when you have willing participants in the crowd, maybe some didn't know what the plan was. They weren't down with the conspiracy, but they were certainly down with the action. And all of a sudden, they see all these folks running up, the Proud Boys and 3%ers, they're down. Well, hell, it sounds like a party I'm going to go into. That all matters. 844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg, you're up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I think that the Republican Party, we ought to give them a warm, hearty welcome to the convention next year. I say they delay the gay pride parade until July. make sure our fine drinking establishment have drag queen shows. And then, of course, we have to have people on the street corner teaching black history. So give them a real hearty welcome.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. It is a great idea.
Why don't we serve Republicans warm beer? Tell them it's a, you know, it's like the German style. We do it here. Have your warm old Milwaukee.
We're not vindictive. Come on now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a little bit, Mike. I mean, when people try to overturn the will of the people because they don't want to lose power, I kind of take a little issue with that, man.
Well, we still think they're Americans, even though they're misguided.
Well, Mike, we'll serve them Zimas.
That'll work.
Or White Claws, as the case may be.
It's the new Zima.
It's the new Zima. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Can almost say it now. It's only been 11 years. I've been working on it all this time.
What's
someday,
the number, Crudy? What's the number?
844-967-2789. I'll say it slow. 844-96-PARTY.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No mercy today from the judge who sentenced Alec Murdoch for the murders of his wife and son. Judge Clifton Newman giving Murdoch two consecutive life sentences and then bringing up his own words.
Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it tangled?
Tangled
web we weave. What did you mean by that?
meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end?
Judge saying he believes Murdoch lied at his very sentencing when he doubled down that he had nothing to do with the murders.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Murdoch was led away in handcuffs in a prison jumpsuit to serve what the judge described as the rest of his natural life in prison. This is ABC News.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, now with more cowbell. The Thursday Happier Happy Hour, the Town Hall Edition, but that means we got to take some of the callers.
I think we have to, yes. I mean, if that's the point, we got to allow some of the town folks to talk.
Talk amongst ourselves? We do that often. We want to talk with you, 844-967-2789. Here's an old friend, PT. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You notice I still have my Wisconsin accent. Anyway,
that will never leave you. You will be a Wisconsin, once a Wisconsinite, always a Wisconsinite, through the nose. It's a nasal thing.
I know. You know, when I talk here, you know, I speak up here in Oregon or something, people look at me kind of funny. I don't know.
Looked at you funny here in Wisconsin, PT.
You sure did. So this DeSantis thing, that is just breathtaking fascism if I ever heard of it. The guy must be very paranoid about anyone writing about him. And tell me, so So the sponsor of this bill said that this is the same as a lobbyist, that if a lobbyist has to register, then a blogger has to register. Give me a freaking break. A lobbyist directly influence politicians. I mean, they're paid.
A well-written blog can change the world, PT.
I don't know. It can't change a politician's mind, I tell you that. But the fact that he has to know everyone that's been writing about him, come on. That's not going to pass muster in courts.
It is. You know, it seems to really take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is it continues. It's like they're trying to out themselves every new action, PT.
844.
Yeah.
Go ahead, PT. Final thought.
No. It's like what, the Jews, you know, they had to register or something. Some nationality, some religion had to register with the Nazis or something. I don't recall what it was, but it just brings back really fascist memories of what happened in World War II and so forth. So,
appreciate your call. Thanks for listening on the Civic Media app. And you can join us Thursday Town Hall nationwide, worldwide, at least Wisconsin-wide for sure-sies, 844-967-2789. Rico listening in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good, guys. Hey, I love your idea about going down to Florida, Crudy.
I am going to Florida.
You make that up.
I will perhaps raise trouble, but that's just a secondary thing to me getting a little tan on a beach.
Well, hey, make sure you do it on a Thursday, see, because you want to get down there so you can catch the Cheeto Jesus spinning tunes on the iPad.
Oh.
Some Celine Dion coming at you, a long-distance dedication to my pal Dominic up in Milwaukee.
Rico,
you should definitely swing by.
How far is it from Palm Beach to Miami Beach?
Is it? You know, you're down. No, it ain't that
it's
far.
It's worth a Google, right? You know, I mean, I got a rental car. It's not. Right. I don't have to take an Uber out to the Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, Dom and I went to Miami Beach for a presidential debate, but we never ventured over to Mar-a-Lago.
Palm Beach, it's 75 miles apart.
That seems like too far, Rico. That seems like an effort to me. Although I spent like 7 hours in the car today that... My big effort driving, Rico, is going to be down to the Keys. 844-967-2789. A new name. I like new friends. Town Hall Thursday. Be a new friend of ours at 844-967-2789. Kevin from Reeseville. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello there.
Hello, Kevin.
I wanted to mention that I sent you guys an email last night for an event that is happening in our area.
Well, tell us about it, man, because I didn't check out my emails last night. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. It's a Republican representative from Columbus, and he's going to be helping out at a food pantry on next Thursday.
And what do you think the audience should do with that knowledge?
I think it would be awesome if you guys could be there.
I will be in Florida. Dom, I think it would be awesome if you could be there.
I probably won't be there, Kevin. What is it about this Republican? What's tell us about him, Kevin. What's your concern?
Well, he's very pro-life, for one thing. And
I'm sorry, you said he's very pro-forced government birthing?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. And, I was going to put together a list of questions for him and see how he responded. I can't believe that he wouldn't be making some kind of a talk. Supposedly he's there to help out, but I don't know how far that's going to go. But I'd be willing to bet that people are going to be asking him questions.
Is this near you, Kevin? Would you be able to show up and ask him those questions?
Reeseville's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah? You're gonna be there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so, I will be there.
Excellent, excellent. And you're gonna ask him about the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law and what his positions may be on that? I mean, what's your thought, Kevin?
That's my number one question.
Yeah.
How about and I wanna ask him what his interpretation of the term woke is. Dying to hear that.
Me too, man. I mean, it means something different to everybody. Apparently, it's if it's something you don't like, then it's woke.
Kevin, I can understand there are some Republicans, and I think there are some religious people in this world that have differing opinions than I on. And I'm not for abortion, but I don't think it's my right to decide what someone else does with their body. So my opinion on abortion really doesn't matter much. But I can understand, you know, ethically that some would have an objection to abortion. But what I cannot fathom, Kevin, is how Republicans accept insurrection and anti-democratic behavior from their own party. So,
well, but Kevin,
you can ask a question for me. Right. Ask about the January 6th.
Sure, that's fair. But let me put it to you this way.
Sure.
I mean, if you have a problem with abortion, then don't have one. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a certain life or a belief, then have it. But when you start forcing that on other people, that's when I start taking exception to it. You don't want to have an abortion, don't have one. You don't want to be in gay marriage, you don't like gay marriage, well don't get gay married. You know what I'm saying? But when you have a belief and all of a sudden you think your belief should supersede everybody else's belief on a particular topic, you know, be damned what, you know, courts and history have shown. Kevin, that's where I take the issue with, man.
Sure. I want to mention one thing real quick. It's at the gathering source on Highway 16 and 60 outside of Reeseville. It's about 3 or 4 miles. And I would love to see as many Democrats there, whether you're there for the pantry or not.
Yeah,
I'd love to see a slew of Democrats show up.
Well, it'd be nice to see our Democratic friends in the Reeseville area show up with something for the food pantry. Because under Republican governance, there might be some people that need the help.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak it. Well, we got time for a few more calls here. Steven from Green Bay, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Diamond Crute. I have a couple things to say, actually, and I'll get through them real quickly. The first one is a little bit of a suggestion for you two. If you guys ever decide to go on a comedy tour and take that to Appleton, Wisconsin, I will be your first ticket buyer to that one because you guys are hilarious on the radio.
Well, one of us is. one of us just got a great laugh.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. Appreciate it, man.
Two more things. The second thing I have to say is I learned something new today from you guys, and that is the Republican Party is now the party of the snowflakes. They have taken their insult and applied it to themselves. So that's nice to learn.
Yeah, right.
And third of all is it's a little disheartening to me that our
Oh, no, Steven.
Daniel Kelly.
Steven, we missed most of that. I think we got the first two at least, and we appreciate your contribution today. 844-967-2789. Sometimes the calls go bad. Bill from Madison, welcome. Hopefully you got a good line. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I probably won't have a good line.
So far, so good. Say nice things about us. Otherwise, the lines get really bad really quick.
I was just going to say with that old food pantry thing, like, yeah, it's more than likely a big publicity, you know, photo op.
Yeah.
But don't go there and attack the guy. Wait till the end, you know. Let him do his work and help out the food pantry. And you guys actually had a great idea. The Democrats should show up there, bring something for the food pantry, help them out, you know.
Well, certainly there's always
a food.
There's always a neighbor in need.
I would hate to see it. Yeah, exactly.
That part of it should
like,
be.
I would hate to turn a food pantry into some big political, you know, obviously that's more likely what he's doing, you know, a photo op. But, you know, I'd hate to have it turn into some big attack thing when they're just trying to help people out, you know.
Absolutely, Bill. Certainly, the food pantry may not be the venue to be antagonistic of a Republican lawmaker, but there are often, and I should use the opposite term, there are seldom opportunities to talk to, question, quote unquote, confront so many of these Republican lawmakers. They do not feel beholden to their constituents because of gerrymandering. And because they don't really need you. They can do a private fundraiser event for the hard right. They don't need your vote to get elected, Bill. All they need to do is win the Republican primary. And the rest is already baked into the cake by the gerrymandering. So I'm very hopeful that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election recasts, A, first the tenor of the court, and B, the tenor of the maps in the state of Wisconsin. Because I can live with some Republican representation if they're accountable to the electorate. It's when they're not accountable to the electorate that they, you know, become a little corrupt, let's say. A little fascistic in the case of some of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, because they want to throw out the outcome of frickin' elections, well, and like Joe Biden's.
And literally, the gerrymander has that, you know, perhaps unintended consequence, you know, because, you know, certainly there are, with the gerrymander that we have, there are some Dems, there's some seats that are going to be Democratic. You know, that's just the way they pack them and stack them and crack them. You know, if you follow how it's all said and done. Regarding this, if there's a public announcement that a politician is going to be at place X, Y, or Z, well, they're making it political. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if this person didn't have an announcement, didn't make a flyer, didn't put it out on social media that I'm going to be at X, Y, or Z, and just on their own time quietly, you know, worked at the food pantry or did whatever good deeds they thought they should do, that's one thing. But if you're a politician, you announce that, hey, I'm going to be at this church or I'm going to be at this thing, well, you're announcing it for a reason. It's political. Otherwise, you wouldn't be announcing it.
I occasionally share with the audience when I'm traveling, Dom, is...
yeah, you tell us all about the driving circumstances and the traffic.
I can't wait to go on vacation and get away from you. The audience is stuck with you, but I get a respite.
Oh, the audience, they get a rest. It's going to be so much fun. I got lots of friends coming around. It's going to be Devil's Advocates and Friends all next week. We're going to have a party without Crudy. And I know you'll be on the beach drinking your Captain and Diet Coke, so I won't be taking your calls. The sun will get to you, Crudy. I know it will.
I'm going to do like pina coladas. Got to be careful on the rum runners, though. That's what I drank on my honeymoon.
Ooh.
On the submarine with the woman from Missouri. The one I showed the rum runners to. That lady. I bet
sounds
she
like
remembers.
An interesting honeymoon.
Best one yet. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be the best ones yet. 844-967-2789.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry, weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Walt from South Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Thank you, guys. And the last time I called, which is the first time, you made me laugh, and that's not fair. But I want you to know that I dropped 5 bone on Janet and 3 bone on Tony and 2 bone on Wisconsin Dems. So we can really get down on April 4th, and then we can boogie on the 5th.
Right on, Walt. We appreciate that, man. We love the love from Minnesota, man.
Walt, could you throw a couple bones down on my bar tab next week? Because I'm planning on running up a big one.
If you show up, yes.
Well, that's, you got to show battle, up where, Walt. I'm at, Walter. It's, the weather will be nicer, I suspect.
Hey, if Walt's probably buying, you got to show up, Crudy. So, Walt, let me ask you this. From where you are in Minnesota, how's things looking over here across the Mississippi? What are you guys talking about? What are you saying about us?
Well, they're taking care of business, and I'm glad they are, because they got a majority of one in the Senate, and things happen like Obama wasn't quite ready to boogie when he showed up, and Kennedy dropped, you know, and it was unfortunate. But it looks like the DFLers here are ready to do some work, and they are getting it done, so I'm happy.
You know, we don't know what DFL is. The Democrats here in Wisconsin don't have the F or the L, just the D.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's farmer labor. It's a part of the history. And I'd have to say that I did indeed do 18 door knocks and two lit drops, all in the suburbs, in an attempt to flip the Senate. And it did happen. So I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, Walter, let me ask you a question. Civic Media now has radio stations in the Minneapolis outmarkets. And it's much redder there, and it's really literally within an hour of Minneapolis-St. Paul. When you talk about rural northwestern Wisconsin, it's going about 60% red. And it's not like the rest of the rural parts of Wisconsin. It's not for lack of personal income. It's not that property values are depressed. For whatever reason, when stuff goes bad, people seemingly run to the Republican Party, although it's usually the Republicans driving them there. But here's my question, Walter. Why is it that there's so many red Wisconsinites just across the river? They used to call Minneapolis home, but it's like all the Republicans cross the river into our territory now, Walter. I think Ron Johnson started the exodus.
Yeah, we blame you for Ron Johnson, Walt.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, except that I think every disgruntled person we need, FDR was the answer the last time the fascists raised their heads, and it's the same answer now. We gotta work for the average working person, and we gotta do more than we've been doing.
Is it an economic message, Walter? Is that what resonates? Do you think that would resonate across party lines? I mean, Bernie Sanders talked about the rigged economy, and Donald Trump sort of stole some of that, right. and lied about it, but people felt like the economy, they feel like the economy's rigged. I mean, when we hear our Republican friends, and I got a very few of them left, but when we hear them complaining about the inflation and the cost of living, I mean, all people are stung by those things. And while we working class Wisconsinites and Minnesotans are looking at each other and wondering who to blame, the rich keep getting richer, Walt. And I didn't win the lottery last night.
I just go with working class issues, labor unions, and do the best we can. I'd also like to say, with respect to Walker, I was over there in your territory in the state capitol in and out outside of the Rotunda for at least three times, and some of it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was a great show of humanity. The uprising in the state of Wisconsin. I can't think of if you've ever been to a football stadium when it's full of 100,000 people and something happens on the field and you all have that shared either exhilaration or you all bury your heads together. There's very few things where you have that sort of shared experience. And unlike a football game, which ends after 3 hours, I mean, the uprising in the state of Wisconsin, people camped out. They brought their kids, their grandkids. People cared an awful lot. And I would say it woke up a progressive revolution, but unfortunately, it also woke up low propensity voters outstate. We talk about the Trump voters, the people that never voted before. Well, before they voted for Trump here in the state of Wisconsin, we had lots of people come out of the woodwork, literally, in northern Wisconsin to go vote in the Scott Walker recall, to preserve Scott Walker. And it was really the politics of resentment. And I wonder, when life gets worse for you, do you have to resent your neighbor if they're not getting by, if they don't need the food pantry? Is that something to resent them for? Do you resent your government when you need, quote-unquote, welfare?
When you're actually relying on the government. No, and I get that. And certainly there is some of that. I mean, you know, sometimes things don't work out as you plan. You know, and most people in life have experienced that to some way, shape, or form. But I would also suggest this. It's one thing to, you know, believe what you're being told as a populist message. But, you know, most recently we've had the Republicans talk about this inflation, talk about cost of living. And what have they done since they took the House? What have they done about inflation? What have they done about the cost of living? It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's woke corporations. It's, you know, in Florida, it's bloggers who got to register with the state. You know, it's one thing to get elected. So then, I mean, and I think in some way, in some regard, that feeds the cynicism. Well, I voted for, you know, this Republican who was all concerned about inflation on the border, and, well, they're not doing anything about it. Well, no kidding. You just voted for them. They can't do anything about it. They ran on that to get you out to vote, but what are they going to practically do about it? You know, there's a legislative process in this country, and having the House alone doesn't quite do it. So now they're going to sit there and pound sand for the next 2 years, investigate Hunter Biden's laptop, while the same economic situations that you were concerned about, the same whatever issues that you had, are not being addressed by the very people that you voted for. So maybe don't vote for them. Just throwing it out there.
I've told this story many times. 2012 New York Times article talked about the rural parts, especially Minnesota. That article, Jagged Little Pill, something like that, effectively said, as rural areas have become more dependent upon the government because their main streets have been crushed, the economy the manufacturing economy is left, many of these small towns, one factory ran the whole city.
And let alone the farms that are going under every day.
Exactly. But when the economy goes bad, people look to blame someone. And if Donald Trump says, only I can fix it, people wanted to believe that message. They'd
sure,
been
he gave
better
billions
off
of with dollars in farm subsidies and his trade war with China. I mean, hell, at least the auto loans got paid back.
Come on, man. Not everyone in Iowa's a farmer or Wisconsin, right? That's just the perception. Thank you all for listening. You have excellent perception because you've listened to the greatest radio show ever, and we hope shape it just a little bit. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio in the interim. Keep it locked. Civic Media each and every weekday and the weekends too.
All right. See you later.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
the Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Call the Devil.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.